Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans for the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to hour number two of the Captain's America Third Watch, Monday morning edition. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America and in the Caribbean, too, and around the world via the Internet and satellite streaming live online. A special shout goes out to our military men and women, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, too, and to everybody that's out there helping in the coronavirus COVID-19 effort, keeping America free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all those roughnecks working the oil rigs all across the country, as well as overseas working in the oil industry. Thanks for what you do, keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Facebook official Captain's America Third Watch page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch page on Facebook. And you can follow us on Twitter at Captain's America. All right, Kyle Warren is back for hour number two. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Let's say the pledge again. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And ladies and gentlemen, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, let's go back to something we talked about in hour number one. I've had a couple people ask me what it is we're talking about with George W. Bush. Back in 2005, George W. Bush warned us in a speech about the use of germ warfare. You take it from there, Kyle.
Well, that's right, Captain. As the story goes, it was the summer of 2005, and President Bush was at his ranch in Crawford, Texas, and he began to, one of book on his reading list was about the 1918 flu that, of course, circled the world back then.
The Spanish flu,
exactly. Mm-hmm. And so he was so taken by this and so moved by it that when he got back to Washington, he brought his top advisors in, told everybody, you got to read this, you got to find out about this. And they set about creating a response plan, an early warning system, all these kinds of things, trying to get ready for what could be either a naturally occurring phenomenon or, of course, a potential biological attack that would cause a pandemic.
Yeah. And as a result, about 4 years later, somewhere around 2009, but not later than 2010, one of the things that Barack Obama cut because he didn't feel a need for it was the very program, the training program and the nature of everything that was going on when it came to biological warfare.
Well, exactly. And, of course, they're trying to make that a campaign thing with Joe Biden trying to put it all on Trump, basically.
No. I just told you where it went, but go ahead.
Oh, right, exactly. So in other words, that's going to be the big cause celeb right now, of course, because we're in the middle of a pandemic, and who could have handled it better and this kind of stuff. But way back in 2005, we've got President Bush, and he had a real good eye for looking at lines of attack or other kinds of disasters based on the lens of 9/11, wanting to make sure that we were prepared, whether it be for continuity of government or whether it be for civil defense.
Now, something else we need to understand was back during the Gulf War, remember that?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Remember the bunkers we blew up and the armories and the different places where they had weapons stored that we blew up?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, in some of those were items like, oh, gosh, drums of DDT, mustard gas, and some of that got there because we gave it to the Iraqis back during the Iran-Iraq War. Remember that war?
Oh, yes. Yeah, it raged on for a long time. Yes.
At the time, I had trucks, and I gave those trucks by contract to the federal government to clean out the Seneca Army Depot from stuff that they had, chemical weapons from World War I that we took down to New York City in the dead of night, marked corrosive, not poison, because some of that stuff was poison, marked corrosive, went down to, in the dead of night to the Port of Elizabeth in New Jersey, went on ships and went overseas to Iraq.
Wow.
Now, there also were drums that we weren't told about because we couldn't see what they were loading. We had to stay in the trucks. There also were some drums that were, oh, gosh, ricin, sarin. That ring a bell?
Oh, yeah.
And when this stuff blew up in these bunkers, our guys, even though they had the suits on, if you got a tear in a suit, if you got a rip in a suit, if there's any outside air getting in anywhere from there, and that stuff reached here, they had burns on themselves, you know, which was just one of the signs that they'd been hit by something other than a bullet. They had burns on themselves and that sort of thing, and that would have been a combination of any one of the things I told you about or all of the above, and it actually happened, and our government for years said, oh, there was nothing over there. There was no chemical weapon. Really? Are you kidding me? We knew they were there. We sent them to them.
Yeah, and then we blew them up during it.
That's right. And by the way, one of my buddies who currently has Agent Orange, God bless him, that's my buddy Les, Chief Warrant Officer, 4th grade. He was the officer in charge of rounding up all the chemical weapons that they could find and anything that was nuclear that they could find in Iraq and disposing of them correctly. Now, the nuclear stuff went wherever it went out of Iraq to someplace. I don't know who got it, but I know he said they shipped it out. But 500 metric tons of chemical weapons that nobody ever talked about.
Wow. And those would be classified WMDs, basically.
They most certainly were, and they were there. And like I say, you know, be careful what you wish for. But for some reason, they chose not to bring it up. And every time they did, they'd shut the door on saying anything about it. And I don't know why that was, but it is what it is. All right, folks, we'll be right back. Kyle Warren and I, we got a lot more to talk about. John Durham is hot on the trail of who? I'll tell you.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's...
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Oh, you betcha. And welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. And, you know, spring and summer right around the corner. Matter of fact, spring has sprung, so to speak. Do you remember the things you did before your pain stopped you? Well, I do. You know, I used to love baseball and a little football. Game of touch football and that sort of stuff, and riding bikes and all that. Well, I can't do a lot of that now, and a lot of people can't do it either because of the pain they're in or because of the limitations they have. But let me just tell you something. Getting out of pain to bless those you love is a good thing, too. And I've got a suggestion for you with a 100% drug-free relief factor product that could be the answer to your back, neck, hip pain, or just general pain at all. Now, I will tell you that they have a 3-week quick start plan. It's like a trial pack. Now you can see it, whether or not it works to get you out of pain. You can order the 3-week quick start for $19.95 and do it for your family, do it for your friends, and most importantly, do it for yourself, because you want to get back to normal and they want you to get back to normal. So go to relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain, and try the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. 3-week quick start for just $19.95. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. And all you got to do is lose some pain, right? Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is with us. Kyle, during the break, I had a call from a gentleman named Scott in Kentucky. Very nice gentleman. Gave us some kudos for what we were talking about. Now, he has worked in the chemical weapons and biological field, and he knew exactly what we were talking about and how we were talking, and we talked a little shop for a minute. I can't really say exactly what it was that we were talking about, but I can tell you that he said, keep it up, because we know we're on the right track.
Oh, very cool. Well, mm-hmm. That's wonderful to hear, yeah, from Scott. Absolutely.
Yeah, you got it. And, of course, Scott, we appreciate you very much, and thank you very much. And he's from Kentucky, so listen to us on 105.1 FM up there. All right, now, the former mayor of New York, America's mayor, Rudy Giuliani, came out and said doctors, not bureaucrats, should decide the type of treatment that Americans should get. That's not a statement I disagree with.
Well, no, and I think this is sort of circling around this whole thing of the hydroxychloroquine
mm-hmm.
That has shown some real promise and working in some of these tests, we understand, and working very well.
Mm-hmm.
But yet there has been this major sort of assault against it by governors of different states here in the United States, where they want to try to ban the use of it. And people sort of raise the question, well, if mm-hmm. like, for example, President Trump just gives it a thumbs up or says, I hear very good things about this,
mm-hmm.
suddenly we're going to ban it. And this is what Giuliani's talking about.
In my home city down here, there's one hospital, and the one hospital has got about 15 or 20 patients that they're treating with this and the Z-Packs. They call it a Z-Pack.
Mm-hmm.
And all of them have recovered.
Dude, that's amazing. I mean,
and they're still treating more, and they expect them to make a full recovery too. All of them. Every one of them. So that's not bad.
No, it's not bad. Basically, it would be looked at as being, at least at this point, sort of anecdotal. But, the more that it's used, and also, and this is one of the things the president's really taking a lot of hits at the press conferences about this kind of thing. But he's saying, look, I mean, this kind of medicine has already been approved by the FDA. It is stuff that's been used for other things,
mm-hmm.
Malaria mm-hmm. and so forth, lupus, I think he mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
It's safe enough to use in people,
mm-hmm.
But yet the doctors have to decide what they're going to do with it.
Now, before I get to John Durham and what we're going to talk about there, I want to talk about a situation yesterday that came out of the blue, which really woke a lot of people up. There's been a question asked whether or not animals could get the COVID-19 or coronavirus, correct?
That's right.
Well, now we know that a tiger and a couple of lions tested positive at New York City's Bronx Zoo for the coronavirus. Now, we don't know if it was the COVID-19 because there's 19 strains of virus. All they said in the story was the tiger tested positive for coronavirus. So, obviously, animals can, in fact, get this virus.
Well, that's right. The way I understand it is that there was a caretaker, that works with the tigers, and they may have they're the ones that tested positive, and then out of an abundance of caution,
contracted from them. Yeah,
that's mm-hmm. right. That they tested the tigers because mm-hmm. there were some symptoms, and so this is huge because early on, you remember, China told us, oh, there was no human-to-human transmission, and usually viruses aren't supposed to, anyway, jump from animals to humans, basically.
Well, yeah.
So now we're finding out mm-hmm. if animals could be at risk, that's a big, huge problem.
Yeah, and the tiger apparently was coughing a lot, and it was a dry cough, and it was just acting kind of lethargic, and they found that that's what it had. Now, the tiger's going to be fine because they're treating it, so there you go. All right, here we go. Who's John Durham?
Well, John Durham is United States Attorney.
And is he investigating a whole bunch of people that may have had something to do with, criminal activity, conspiracies against the United States government and one president, Donald Trump?
Well, certainly, yeah, the whole Russian collusion hoax, in addition to the Steele dossier and how the intelligence briefings came together with basing their reports on the Steele dossier.
Well, on Friday, under the wire, came a report from the Washington Examiner that John Durham was still operating full speed ahead, targeting John Brennan.
That's right. And what he's doing, he's looking to see what kind of influence John Brennan, former CIA director, may have been able to exert on the, so-called Russian interference investigations and so forth. Also, interviewing CIA officials over this last since the beginning of the year or over this last period of time, and then trying again to figure out how this whole Steele dossier came together and exactly the way that the influence may have been there, because as we know, Captain John Brennan is no fan of Donald Trump and would say it on any camera anytime, it would seem, for the last many months.
Yeah, so this is something that bears watching because he's still there. He's still doing what he's doing. The race, I won't call it the race, but the movement is on to do something one way or the other, and I guess we'll know sooner rather than later. All right, let's talk about the Democrats for a second. Joe Biden says the Democrats may have to have a virtual convention. Meanwhile, top Sanders, Bernie Sanders advisors are urging him to drop out.
Yes, I mean this is a really chock full for the Democrats. Number one, they got their candidate in waiting in the basement in his home, right? Doing his podcasts and not having a very good time of it. And yes, now just a few days ago, the Democrats announced they were moving their convention to August.
Mm-hmm.
And now suddenly, in one of the interviews, I suppose, the Joe Biden says, well, it may be a virtual convention. But you're right. The Sanders thing is very important because they are beginning to understand that without unity, and I heard a very alarming statistic for the Democrats the other day, their enthusiasm ratio or enthusiasm level is at 24% about for Joe Biden. At this point in the race, last time around for Hillary Clinton, it was more like 47 or something like that. So Biden is really, he may look like he'll get the nomination, but he really is coming from behind in terms of the election.
Now, we're finding out, and this will be the last thing we'll have a chance to talk about, the virus crackdown is apparently right now risking long-term constitutional damage. Many people believe some of what's going on is unconstitutional, but so far, no one has challenged any of these actions.
Well, no, and with the unfortunate things that with some of the things we've seen with like the Rodney Howard Brown church thing and so forth, and there's another one I think in I want to say Louisiana, I think, but yeah, there is I think people are generally speaking willing to stay hunkered down and social distance on the idea that they don't want to get sick, but as we go further along in this, then we may see some headbutting here, to say the least.
Right, and the Rodney Howard Brown thing down here in my backyard has actually never happened because they sealed the records.
Oh, interesting.
So
interesting.
It never happened.
Wow, okay, well, I know he canceled services now, I think.
Yeah, well, that's because there were some gunshots and this, that, and the other and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, that's very, yeah, that's big time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I will, all right, thanks very much. I will talk to you sooner rather than later, so have yourself a great day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
Thank you very much. Okay. The Captain's America Third Watch continues, and for those of you that don't quite understand what we've been talking about, well, go take a look at the news. Do some searches on your own. You'll find out what we know about.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Surgeon General predicts the next week could be equal to Pearl Harbor or 9/11. At the White House Coronavirus Task Force briefing, Dr. Anthony Fauci gave some reassurances.
This is probably going to be a really bad week. That is a reflection of what happened 2.5 weeks ago. So if we start seeing now a flattening or a stabilization of cases, what you're hearing about potential light at the end of the tunnel doesn't take away from the fact that tomorrow, the next day, it's going to look really bad.
White House medical experts are not endorsing him, but President Trump again says an anti-malaria drug could treat the virus.
This medicine's been tested for many years for malaria and for lupus, so it's been out there. So it's a very strong, powerful medicine, but it doesn't kill people.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our first military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you. We'll tell you about where both of them are, but you can find out more by going to their website, NAA.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy does have two locations to serve you. One is in Concord, Massachusetts, outside Boston. The other one's right here in Clearwater, Florida. And to find out more, you can go to their website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more about what it is they do and schedule an appointment for sometime in May to come visit their campus. All right, and before we get to the military and veterans news report, I've got Deborah in Clearwater wants to say something. Good morning, Deborah.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's up?
I've been listening to all the callers, listen to your show every night, every morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I had something kind of like a challenge to all my fellow Americans.
Sure.
I think we ought to have more of a positive attitude. We need to have faith.
Mm-hmm.
It might help to pray. This is, to me, this is just the beginning of maybe what's to come.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to suck it up and be grateful for the leadership we have.
Mm-hmm.
We just can't, in other words, this is serious stuff.
Yeah.
And this is the time where we can be doing something about ourselves, or there's other things that we can be doing during this time instead of complaining. We need to have faith. The money we don't have,
mm-hmm.
God's got our back, and he's going to take care of everything.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to stand strong for each other. I'm grateful for you and Professor Kyle
mm-hmm.
for everything y'all do and keeping us informed. This is a rough time, and we live in a fallen world. God never promised we
yep.
would have everything,
mm-hmm.
peaches and cream, and that we would have suffering, but he would never leave us, he would always be with us. So.
Very good points, Deborah. Very good points.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yep, very good points. And, you know, the fact of the matter is, folks, the tough when the going gets tough, the tough get going. And like it or not, there is some struggles for a lot of people ahead. Now, the money that's coming next week is going to help. We all know that. And that's when it's supposed to start, is next week. It's supposed to come into your bank account. If those of you that get direct deposit, that's the way it'll come. If you still get a check in the mail, which I don't know who does from the government, because that's like telling the thief that looks at your mailbox, goes, yeah, there's one, let's go grab that. And you don't want to do that anymore if you can help it. But the fact of the matter is that we're all in this together, and we can overcome. I'm sorry. The defeatist, go take a short walk up a long pier or something, you know, because we're not going to listen to you. The defeatist, oh, I'm so sorry, it's so bad, it's so awful. No, it's not. We're in this together, and things are getting better. Things are getting better. The numbers are showing it. And while the numbers are going up in certain areas, they're going down in others, and there's reasons for that. But anyway, let me talk about the skipper of the Theodore Roosevelt. That's part of what I'm going to talk about right now. The captain, Brett Crozier, who was relieved of command last week, we've now found out has tested positive for the COVID-19 virus. Now, he was concerned about his 4,800-man crew, thought that the ship should be rotated around, which is all understandable. But the way he went about it was to send a letter, not to just his commanding officer, but to at least 25 other people. And that's the mistake that you make when you don't follow protocol in the military. You have a complaint, you kick it up the ladder to the next person above you. And nobody else. Not your neighbor, not your sister, not your brother, not your wife. Nobody. And this got leaked very quickly, and he wound up losing his command. Now he's sick, so we'll see. Well, I don't say sick. He tested positive. We don't know if he's sick or not. Now, a $1.6 billion defensive ring around Guam is being worked on by the government. Millions of new military funding for our partner nations also. $1 billion for increased stockpiles of long-range weapons is all in the mix. As inside the U.S. Indo-Pacific Command's $20 billion wish list to deter China, Congress is going to approve that. Now, taking a look at where we're at right now and how we got to where we're at, the Pentagon is also putting back some of the programs when it comes to our biological weapons and warfare, which only makes sense under the circumstance. And I will tell you that if you're having problems, if you're a veteran or active duty military, and you're having problem with any type of debt assistance or deadlines for this, that, and the other, and people are threatening to, and they can't do this, by the way, they're not supposed to do this anyway, telling you that you need to pay your money by next Wednesday or even next month, or they're going to evict you from your home and all that. There's a temporary reprieve you get. All the veterans, all the military, active duty military, civilians too, but this is the veterans telephone line. This is for active duty military and for the veterans. I'm going to give you an 800 number to call if you're having any problems with anybody anywhere about any debts that you have. It's 800-827-0648. That's 800-827-0648. And that is the Debt Assistance, Debt Management Center for Debt Assistance to help you if you're in need of temporary financial relief. That's the number to call to help you with your problem if you're in the military, active military, or a veteran. 800-827-0648. Now, Boeing has made a deal with the United States Air Force. They finalized an agreement to fix the KC-46 aerial refueling tanker's most serious technical problem. Now, Boeing is going to have to rip and replace a K-46 sensor and camera systems on its own dime. They're going to have to make up for the problem that was there because apparently the parts were defective. And that's what we're getting right now out of that. So that's a good thing. And, of course, the Air Force has been waiting for those tankers for a little while. Now, the U.S. military is also fearing that the pandemic could lead to an ISIS resurgence in Syria because more than 10,000 ISIS prisoners held in a crowded makeshift facility across the region are at significant risk if a coronavirus pandemic strikes their areas. Now, there's a lot of it going on right now in the Middle East, in certain areas of the Middle East. Some of our troops have come down with it. We have no way of knowing how many of the Al-Qaeda, ISIS, or the Syrian fighters have got it because nobody's really saying anything. But for the ones that are being held in prison, and by the way, that's a problem in the United States too, for those of you who have been paying attention. We had two corrections officers right here in my backyard. Two die in Pinellas County. One was a sergeant. The other was a deputy. Now, I don't know all the particulars pertaining to it, but they were working in the jail. So, obviously, somewhere along the line, they came in contact with somebody or something, which is why we're hearing the prisons talk about the fact that there's this pandemic coming about. It's starting to hit the jails, and they're talking about releasing some of the less violent prisoners and this, that, and the other, and all that. We'll see. But once again, there are some drugs that are being used, and we will see the hydroxychloroquine, for example, with the Z-Pak mixture, seems to be working where it's been used. So that may be the answer in the jails. Maybe. Just saying. We'll find out more as this thing progresses. All right. The Captain's America Third Watch coming right back with our next Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and then Denise Simon will be around.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
All righty, and now it's time for our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your local Pilot Flying J truck stop, wherever it might happen to be. Stop by and see them.
Coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. There ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect if some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, truckers' hearts get broke. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white ride.
All righty, that's That's the Highway Junkie song leading us off here at the Truckers Highway and Byway Report for this hour, brought to you by your local Pilot Travel Center or Flying J Truck Stop. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Stop by, find out what they're all about. You'll see why. Okay, here we go. A slow-moving storm impacting California will produce periods of rain, mountain snow, and gusty winds statewide today, and then move south and remain across Southern California through Thursday. Now, that means some of the mountain passes are going to get socked, so be prepared. Mountain snow will impact travel, and heavy rainfall could cause flooding and debris flows in Southern California. Kyle Warren lives right in one of these areas. We were talking about it earlier. And there's an elevated to critical fire weather risk across the southern high plains, namely southern and southeastern Colorado, as well as the panhandle of Oklahoma, Amarillo, Texas, and down towards Lubbock. Now, let's go to California first. We've got a winter storm warning in the Sierra Nevadas, Lake Tahoe, and then south all the way down the Nevada and California state line, all the way down to the San Bernardino Mountains, all the way down just about to almost to L.A., down towards San Bernardino, California. That's how far down this goes. That means that El Cajon, going up I-15, is probably going to get a bunch of snow, based on what I'm looking at. Matter of fact, I would say there's no probably about it. You are. So be advised, when you go over that pass, you're going to have a problem. Now, this also, and by the way, this is not over on the western side of California. I don't see it over on the Grapevine. So it looks like you're pretty safe there at the moment. But up on I-5 around Redding, California, there's a winter storm warning up there, so you're going to have a problem there. You're also going to have some rain, lots of rain, in Southern California. Los Angeles over to Ontario, that area. You're going to have rain up around Bakersfield, which is where there could be some flooding because it's been dry for the most part up there, and it could present a problem there. There's also some snow tonight in Nevada, just over the, about the halfway side of, halfway down the west side of Nevada, a little bit over there where you would come across out of Yellowstone. There's some snow in that area, and down towards Las Vegas, coming out of Vegas in the mountaintops there, there's some light snow tonight, but nothing really to be all concerned about. There will be some snow, it looks like, coming across, possibly I-8 in a higher elevation coming out of San Diego to the east. So we'll take a look at that. And then moving across over to the southwestern part of South Dakota, there's going to be some high winds in there. Also a wind warning in the western part of Nebraska. We got winds up in New England tonight. Pretty much the coastal line as the storm moves away from New England, Maine and New Hampshire and Massachusetts and part of Rhode Island, but that's moving away. We've got some windy conditions down off the coastlines, Myrtle Beach on down south all the way to just about Jacksonville, Florida. So, be advised of that, as there's another system that seems to be working its way up the East Coast right now, with a little bit of disruption in weather, some riptide currents and whatnot. But that's what we got that we're looking at right now. Remember, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot Travel Centers and Flying J Truck Stop. Stop on by, you'll find out what they're all about. You know, who would have thought years ago that you'd find a McDonald's or an Arby's or a Wendy's or a full-service Dairy Queen or a Pizza Hut or a Subway or a Taco Bell in a Pilot Travel Center? Well, nobody, but you do. And you might even find, oh, maybe a Dunkin' Donuts in there, too, to go along with it, just to make life a little interesting. But in the Flying J's, you'll find a nice sit-down Denny's or Huddle House or Moe's Southwest Grill. And, of course, in the bigger Flying J's up around the big cities, you'll also find another facility in there, fast food, which could be, again, Pizza Hut, could be Subway, could be Taco Bell, could be Dairy Queen, could be it could be a Dunkin' Donuts, whatever. But it'll be something in there
to take care of you. So there you go. Now, looking at everything that's transpiring right now, we're going to go back to talking about the stories that are in the news right now. And joining us to do that, we have got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And good Monday morning to you.
Good morning.
President Trump warned of a rough couple of weeks ahead, but he also said we can see the light at the end of the tunnel. What's he talking about?
Well, as Cuomo, he calls it the apex.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that between Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx, they are also looking at models and doing the probabilities of when we necessarily hit a peak. And when we hit a peak, then things begin to, flatten on that curve. So I think that's what they're discussing, because Trump and all of us want to reopen the country, is that we're looking for the light at the end of this tunnel. And they're trying to certainly point to that, including the fact that Trump is considering mobilizing a committee on, and I'm guessing they probably already have, on how to reopen the country. Do you do it county by county? Who do you confer with in order to get some things, moving again? So, that's where his mind is. I'm glad it is. And of course, the liberals and the media are saying, yes, it's all too soon, all too soon. Well, he hasn't opened anything yet. You have to plan ahead. And I think that's what he's doing. He's trying to find, an end to this. He's suggested that in several of these White House briefings in the last, week or so. So, it's the responsible thing to do.
Yeah,
not like he's going to open it tomorrow. That's not what he said.
There are five states where he could open it tomorrow if he wanted to. North Dakota, South Dakota, Idaho, Wyoming, and Montana, simply because of the statistics that are there, because very little is happening there. But then again, you would expect that up in those remote areas.
Well, true enough. But then again, you have to, in those states, you have to protect them so they don't have some kind of, interference in all of this. And something doesn't come from, into those states externally where mm-hmm. that becomes a problem. So,
is Washington starting to turn the curve? I keep seeing Washington is starting to drop off.
It appears to be. I haven't looked at a state by state situation here, but interestingly enough, we have the Mercy, the medical ship out in California,
yeah.
And very little has been said about how many of those beds are being used. We know that the Comfort, those beds, and it's not just the beds; it's the medical staff,
right?
Are not necessarily being used
That thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. We're Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and we just barely touched the tip of the iceberg. Got a lot more stuff to go. By the way, we're going to talk about an article that Denise wrote that I told you about in the last hour, the George W. Bush from back in 2005 when he was on top of this thing. People forget about that, but we're going to remind you.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.